him for abandoning us, but his death meant I lost him forever. I still miss him. We had no money after my father left, so my mother began selling our household goods and furniture to buy food. Then she started selling her clothes. One day she told me she had to leave for a while so that we could make a new start somewhere else. She wanted me to stay in the house in Monteria. My mother promised to send me money and to telephone every week. Then she left. I was 10 years old, and for nearly a year I lived entirely alone. I missed my mother desperately. I cried hard whenever I saw a photograph of her or some of her clothes. I had to learn how to cook for myself, standing on a chair because I couldn't reach the stove. I washed my own clothes by hand and cleaned the house. I decided that if I was very good, took care of the house, and studied hard at school, my mother might come back. She called every week, but she always asked me to wait a bit longer. I knew she had good reasons for being away, but I was miserable. I never told anyone I was alone, not even my friends or my teachers. I was afraid that if anyone knew, then robbers would come, and my mother would never return.